Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And my first guest of the morning is on the line. He's Justin Amler. He is a columnist and a former South African living in Oz. Justin, thank you for being with me on Chai FM.
Thank you very much, Simon. Nice to speak to you again. I wish I was under better circumstances, but that's how it is.
So 100%. Yesterday I found it kind of weird. I spoke to my first guest and he said, Chag Sameach for Chanukah, and I didn't even know what to do with the greeting. These are difficult times. And that's why we're talking to you, Justin, because I think you have a pretty unique perspective on it, being a South African living in Oz. Just talk us through where you were, how you heard of it, your reactions. Just give us the story.
Well, it first happened Sunday night, and I actually got a notification on my phone that there was a shooting in Bondi, which immediately, when you hear shooting in Bondi, Bondi is quite a Jewish area, so you already, your worst fears already come to the surface. And this was at a Hanukkah lighting, a menorah lighting on the first night, and this is something that happens all over Sydney and Melbourne. There are many events, so it's a very common kind of thing to do. Even tonight, I'm attending one myself. So this is a very, very common type of activity for Jewish Australians to attend. So of course, when the first message came through, turned on the news, and then the report started filter through, and it was surreal. There were reports of we actually saw the shooters in some of the earlier video. You could actually see them shooting. You saw people falling, you saw bodies on the ground. It was a surreal moment, and immediately it took you back to October 7th, when at the same time we saw these images coming through from Israel, and you can't quite believe what you see. It feels like some kind of horror movie you're watching, but this was happening, and we're watching it in real time, just like we were 2 years ago. So it was, of course, shock, and as death toll increased, it was a lot of shock. I think the community was in a lot of shock and feeling pretty devastated. But I would just add, not surprised, because this has been a long time coming.
You mentioned the word shocked, and you've mentioned devastated. It's interesting. I didn't hear the word anger.
You know, that's a very good point, Simon. And I'll tell you, the anger is there. But like in any type of, I suppose, event like this, your initial reaction is just, it's absolutely shocked, because you can't quite believe what you're seeing. Now, there will be anger. There is anger. But an anger will come, I assure you. It is already starting to build. But in those initial moments, you take it. It's almost like being hit by an invisible bat. You can't even think of the anger yet, because all you can think of is just what's happening right now. So just, I guess, as a normal human reaction, you haven't had time to process what you've seen, which is why you're in this kind of state of just disbelief. But I can assure you there is plenty of anger, and I think especially as the victims are buried, and the full realization of what has occurred comes to the surface, there will be anger for sure. But I will say, at the moment, the overwhelming feeling is just a deep and profound sadness among the community.
And I would imagine, Justin, given the worldwide Jewish connections that we have of 2 degrees of separation, it's no more than that. I mean, everybody must know somebody. That's the way it works.
Absolutely. I know a couple of people who know people who were at that event. Someone who works with my company was actually injured in that event. So and another person who works in my company, their cousin was one of the victims who was killed. So even my own parents were actually there, but they'd left a short while before the shooting occurred. So there's a very close connection between all of us. As you said, we all know someone, or we have a connection, or we know someone who knows someone. So it's something that we I think the community feel very personally. This isn't just something that happened far away. This is something that happened to us right in the heart of our community, and we're all feeling it. We're taking it very, very personally, as we should.
How are people feeling today? Are they feeling, I'm just thinking in terms of, I'm wondering if there's an element of defiance or if there is an element of fear, and which one is the ascendant emotion. Are people returning to Hanukkah celebrations, to light candles publicly? Are they taking refuge in their homes? What is the general feeling amongst the community on a day like today?
You know, Simon, I think one of the very positive factors, if you can throw any kind of positivity, is the massive support that we've been getting from around Australia, from around the world. I myself have received many, many messages of support saying, we're thinking about you, we're with you. If we look at Israel, they're holding vigils for the victims of Australia, for the victims of this attack, just, you know, as Australian Jews did in October 7th. And so there's a lot of support going around. And in terms of the fights, absolutely. There's a real, real defiance that we are not going to allow this to change our way of life. You know, Hanukkah parties or Hanukkah lighting candles are continuing. As I said earlier, I'm going to be attending one myself tonight. There are many other ones. Of course, we are all, you know, wary. There's definitely a heightened, there will be extra security. There's a heightened sense of fear, but also an understanding that we're not going to allow this to change our way of life. We're not going to allow ourselves to have to hide in homes and in corners and not be able to proudly show and celebrate our community and our faith and beliefs. So there's a defiant anger, but there's a definite defiance, but also, you know, we're wary, but we're also defiant.
I hear you, and I want to agree with what you're saying, and yet something, there's a kernel in me that just can't agree with what you're saying. You are a tiny minority amongst what appears to be a hostile majority. The warning signs have been clear in terms of the behavior of the Albanese government over the past 2 years. We've all watched the demonstrations over the Sydney bridges and the daily demonstrations in Australian cities. Will history not record that Sunday will go down as the date when Australia became an unsafe place for its Jewish citizens?
I agree, and this is a massive failure by the government over the last couple of years. You know, we have been warning about what could happen. We have been pleading, we have been begging for them to take this seriously. And, you know, everything, we don't start with murders in Bondi. We don't start with a shooting in Bondi. We start with chants, hateful chants. Then we have graffiti, and that graffiti becomes vandalism in our buildings, of cars. That vandalism becomes attacks on synagogues, and actual arson attacks on synagogues. All of this is progression, and this is what we have been warning over the years. And finally, of course, it ends in murder. This is where, you know, this is what we have been talking about for a long time. You know, what we can also say is the support that we've received has also been a big comforting factor, which is why I say we remain defiant, but also wary. We understand that this could be the beginning of a worse period for us. We do know that. But, you know, as Jewish history tells us, this is not new. This is kind of a recurrence over many thousands of years. So the question is, what do we do? What choices do we have? Do we stay back? Do we hide? Or do we keep on showing and being proud of our ideals, but also continue to press the government at every opportunity to demand protection? I mean, we are Australians, just like anyone else. We deserve the same security. We deserve the same protection. We deserve the same rights as any member of this country, as any citizen. And, you know, we will keep pushing for that, and we'll keep demanding from the government to be accountable to us and to our community.
Justin Amler, we're going to leave it there today. Thank you for your time on Chai FM. I think your road is going to be rocky, certainly going to be interesting. We'll touch base with you sooner rather than later.